is number 12, Aaron Gindler. He has two fouls, so he will be playing with tees in the second half. On the ugly side of things, like I said, they were leading by 8 after 1, 17 after 2. Individual scoring, Nick Sweeney had a three-pointer in the first half, the first quarter, to make it 3 points for him. Brian White has 2 points. Dave Messick has 3. Marshall Weifrand has 18. 12 of those coming in the second quarter. And Josh White, 4 points, 2 points in each quarter. They're shooting one for two from the free throw line for 50%. Not bad. Obviously, Harbor Beach is going to try and shut down Marshall Weifrand in the second half. Are they going to be able to, though?
Right now, let's talk about Ubley. In the first quarter, they were shooting 66%. I mean, 6 for 9. They're phenomenal. Now, they cooled off a little bit in the second quarter, shooting 7 for 16, which is 43%. Grand total of 52% for the entire half. Mind you, Ubley took 25 shots. Keep that in mind. Harbor Beach, in the first quarter, 2 for 12, 16%. 3 for 13, 23%. And again, for the total in the half, Harbor Beach also took 25 shots. Both teams, 25 shots. Harbor Beach makes 5 of them. Ubley makes 13. There's your score right there. 20% against 52%.
Okay, I didn't know that, right?
Well, all right. Now it's a minute and a half away from the start of the second half. You're tuned to WLAW. We'll be back right after this to start the third quarter.
Want the best deal on a prepaid cell phone? Thumb Cellular is shattering the competition's pricing with free $20 and $35 Fast Track prepaid cards. Right now, get an LG Rumor with slide-out QWERTY keyboard for just $15 and free activation. Other Thumb Cellular Fast Track phones are also available. Then purchase a $20 prepaid Fast Track card and you'll get another one free. That's 2 months of service for $20. Purchase a $35 prepaid Fast Track card and get two free. We're talking 3 months of service and thousands of minutes and texts for just $35. So this winter, save money on your prepaid service and step up to a Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid phone with the clearest reception in the thumb. A $15 phone and 3 months of service for just $35. But you better hurry. This is a limited time offer. See an authorized agent or any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. The talk of the thumb.
Well, the second half about to start here. 30-13, the Bearcats lead by 17. The starting five for Harbor Beach are the same as the start of the game. Seaman, Booms, Hanson, Kraft, and Gindler. On the court for the Bearcats, we have Sweeney, Messing, White, Leifrant, and number 22, Mitchell Guza. Same five for each team, as Ubley will get it. Going right to left across the radio now to start the third quarter. They lead by 17 points. What will happen in the second half? Only time will tell.
Coach Rubel is going to want to try to get this, you know, within some striking distance for this half, for this quarter, and then make a run at him in the fourth quarter. Right now, he's telling his guys it's 0-0. Let's just play defense.
Leifrant has it at the right wing, being guarded by Boom. Dribbling right around the top of the perimeter, not much there, and that's going to be a turnover. A little bit of service circus back there. So Leifrand kicked it out across the timeline. The first Ubley player saved it, kicked it over. Then another, you know, was on the backboard still, so another Bearcat saved it, got it across to Leifrand, who caught it, but then fell, and he traveled. Ubley, Harbor Beach ball.
That was a good recap.
Thank you. I impressed myself there. Kraft drives right down the lane, 7.5 minutes left. 30-13, Ubley by 17. Booms in the left wing. Left post, kicked it out to Kraft for the three. He drives in over to Gindler from the left corner. And he drives in over to Steven. Obviously, Harbor Beach trying to get it inside the lane. Kraft drives right down the lane, goes up for two. Yes, count it. That could have been a little bit of continuation, but the official countered it. So he's on the way to an old-fashioned 3-point play.
He countered it because he was on his way to the hoop and not on the ground. I mean, he was in the air, and he was in the active shooting, and that's why this is going to be a old traditional 3-point play possibility.
Foul is on number 52, Josh White. His second, team's first of the half. The free throw is good. There's something Harbridge can finally cheer about. That's their second made free throw of 11 tries in the game, and it now is a 14-point deficit, 30-16, Ubley lead. Sweeney across the timeline on the far side of the radio, drives in on the right post, and it is kicked by Stephen Timmy Ubley ball underneath their own hoop.
Right now, Harbridge is giving them a little bit different look. Full court pressure, going to try to wear them down.
Messing has it underneath their own hoop for the Bearcats. Trying to feed it into Livebrand, not there, but they finally get it out to him, and he gets it. Glass, he almost won it for the steal. Livebrand goes for the runner from the left side. Nice move off the glass. He jumped that one from about 10 feet off the glass and went through to smooth as silk. 32-16 now. Livebrand has 20. And there's a out-of-bounds ball after it's tipped out by Josh White. Upper beach ball on the near side of the radio on the right side. Kraft has it. Kicks it into Glassby, top of the key. 6:40 left, 16-point lead for the Bearcats. 32-16. Simmons passes it over to Kraft on the right wing. Being guarded by Messick. Drives in. Kicks it out to Ginther. Over to Glassby, into Booms on the left wing. Left post, and doing that all night. It's good. Nice ball movement there for the Pirates, and it worked. Another 2 points. It's now 32-18, 14-point deficit. Sweeney across the timeline. Top of the key. Being guarded by Ginther. Over to Messick. He drills back to the top. 6 minutes left. 32-18. 14-point lead for the Bearcats. Feeds it into White, but overshot him, and Boone catches it for the Pirates. Here comes Kraft right down the court. Good show. Collin goes in for two. Hubley wanted a block. Excuse me. Hubley wanted a charge. Harvey's wanted a block. No call. The shot was good, and Hubley takes the timeout. The deficit's now down to 12 for the Pirates, and it's a 30-second timeout. Brian Brown's going to listen into the Ubley huddle. And, John, what's the difference in the second half?
Well, right now, Harbor Beach is making Ubley a little bit uncomfortable. That's exactly what they want them to do. Get in their face, make it into an 84-feet game, and then see what happens. See what your efforts are going to, you know, what's going to happen that's good out of it. And right now, they're getting good shots. They're being aggressive. Ubley right now is throwing the ball away. You never can tell what kind of nice things happens when you go out there and put out the effort.
Harbor Beach outscoring the Bearcats 7-2 in this fourth and third quarter. It's 32-20. Ubley ball 90 feet from their own hoop into Sweeney, bringing it across the timeline. 5:50 left in the third. Over to Messick, being guarded by Stevens. Over to Drake. Sweeney left wing. Drives into the lane, kicks it back out, but first it's travel. It's disco night here in Ubley Gymnasium. The official pulls out the disco move, and it's hard reach ball. 5:40 left, third quarter, 32-20. Ubley still leads by 12. Out of the game comes Sweeney for the Bearcats, Glassy for the Pirates, in for Brian White for the Bearcats, and what do we got here? Hanson's back in for the Pirates. Crap, across the timeline. Or to Ginther, right wing, trying to feed to Stevens. Boom, takes the three instead. No good. Rebound. Bearcats. Drake comes across the timeline. 5:20 left. 32-20. Bearcats lead. Messing. Right wing being guarded by Stevens. Drives to the lane with the runner in the yes. Messing with a nice runner from the right side. Puts it in for two. He now has five, making it 34-20. 14-point lead. And Ginther tries to feed him to Stevens. It is stolen by Livebrand. And here come the Bearcats. 4:55 left.
That was a good timeout that was taken by Coach Chekla. Kind of settled his troops down a little bit.
And Stevens gets charged with a block on the right wing as Messing was trying to dribble around. That's his second. Harbor Beach's first of the half. So it's probably ball underneath their own hoop. 4:53 left in the third, 34-20. Stevens comes out of the game for the Pirates. Glassky's back in. Feeds it into Livebrand in the far corner. White into the post. Goes up for the jump shot fadeaway. Yes! That's a nice little move there. He now has 6 points on the game for Josh White. Makes it 16-point lead. Here come the Pirates across the timeline. Kraft on the right wing. Drives into the lane. Puts up the jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound Livebrand. Probably one to foul on Aaron Ginther, who got a little aggressive on the rebound. No call. Here comes Livebrand into the lane. And there's a foul. Looks like going to be out of bounds of the ball right in front of their own bench. Fouls on number 32. Jordan.